This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A warning light for the jobs market this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. Ahead of the official jobs report due Friday, the payroll company ADP partners with statisticians to count and collate people added and subtracted to its paycheck system each month. Well, today, the ADP hiring report for the month just ended came in much lower than expected. 375,000 more people on payrolls when forecasters were looking for perhaps 600,000. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, looked at where this report showed hiring did happen.
Well, the ADP data is interesting because out of the 375,000 jobs that were added, the majority of them are in service providers. Now, service providers include leisure, hospitality, all those industries that had been hurt most by the pandemic. I think it's actually a very good sign because we're seeing strength in those industries coming back, and the Delta variant hasn't caused those employers to back off on their hiring.
There have been flukes with this ADP prequel to the official jobs report, so we'll see what happens with the big league numbers when they hit the wires on Friday. Now, here's one part of the consumer economy that's gotten steadily worse over recent months, even as other parts have been improving. This is motor vehicle sales, cars and trucks. The annualized rate peaked in April, and it's been falling ever since. Another dip in car sales is expected this week. Now, this is not a lack of demand story. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Many consumers have cash in the bank, and they're ready to spend it on a new vehicle. Especially, says Garrett Nelson at CFRA, if it's big enough to take the family on the road.
COVID has boosted demand for trucks and SUVs. You know, a lot of it really depends on the Delta variant. You know, if we see a pullback in airline travel, I think you're going to see even stronger demand for trucks and SUVs.
But the pandemic has disrupted the global supply of computer chips that go into modern vehicles, says David Whiston at Morningstar, and that's slowed production.
That's what's been so tragic in 2021 for the auto industry is that demand is excellent, but there's just not enough inventory to meet that demand. It's not even close right now.
The shortage of models on dealer lots has driven up prices and wait times. He says if you don't want to wait for new wheels to come off the assembly line, shopping pre-owned is an option. But there's no guarantee you'll find what you're looking for, and used vehicle prices have shot up too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A story you may have missed in your late summer meanderings. The other day, the Topps trading card company lost its deal with Major League Baseball after 70 years. ESPN reported that a sports merchandising company called Fanatics is setting up an outfit to get the exclusive license for baseball cards. A firm that had planned to merge with Topps has now backed out, which brings us to vanishing American landscapes. Sometimes retail spaces are important to us, and we miss them when they're gone. We've been getting great stories from you. Today, what was once a sports card shop in Lincoln Park, Michigan.
My name is Ken Cameron, and I'm a high school history teacher. I wrote in about Downriver Rookie. It was a sports card shop, and it's called Downriver because it was located literally down the Detroit River from Detroit. It was just the greatest little shop. It was on a little corner. They had any kind of sports card you can imagine, coins, stickers, packs of cards, and they had the magazines available too to check the value, which is something we love to do. We never sold the cards, but it was just fun to know. You can almost smell the cards when you think about it hard enough. And of course, the stale gum that came in every pack as well. Let's not forget that. I can still taste it. We started going there. I was, you know, I would say around 10. And my friend's father actually took us and a few of the neighborhood kids up to the shop. And I can still remember it to this day. He bought us all a pack of cards. So I think that first trip really kind of started us out on card collecting. And I never went anywhere else besides Downriver Rookie. That was the only shop I ever knew. I have a vivid memory of the first time I held a $20 bill. I had earned it through chores and jobs around the house, and I had a crisp 20, and I knew what I wanted to do with it, and I took it right to Downriver Rookie. I would guess it might have lasted another 10 to 12 years, you know, after we started going there. I actually drove by it the other day just to see, and it's, you know, it's just an empty storefront now. You know, I suppose there's all sorts of cards nowadays. I think kids like Pokemon cards. I have seen collectible shops, but that small, tiny storefront that all they did was cards, I don't know if that could happen today. I just haven't seen it. You know, our kids buy their cards at Target or on Amazon, and I'll sit and look with them, and I'll remember the players, and I'll tell them about, you know, when I got my Kirby Puckett rookie card, which... it's maybe my greatest memory because my grandfather bought it for me. He knew I liked cards, and he, I mean, Kirby Puckett was a big player then, one of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time. You know, I think baseball is such a part of my grandfather's life, my father's life, my kids. I have four, and they all play ball. And thinking about that shop and those cards, it just strings it all together.
That's listener Ken Cameron from Dearborn, Michigan, remembering Downriver Rookie in Lincoln Park, Michigan, a store. Is there a feature of the American economic landscape that was important to you but is no more? We want to hear from you. What you do is email morningreport@marketplace.org. Today we're also covering a bid to bring unions to Starbucks, and we talked to a chef who thinks the classic model of restaurants built on lower wages and long hours has reached a moment of reckoning. That is streamable from Marketplace Online if you missed those stories on the air today. I'm David Brancaccio with our Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.